My last chance to preach on the holy habit of fellowship, our chance to explore together what fellowship with God and fellowship with one another can look like, and go both deeper and wider into what that fellowship is all about. I really like the understanding of fellowship as meeting God in one another and meeting one another in God. Let me say that again. Meeting God in one another and meeting one another in God. We meet God more fully as we meet God in one another. And we meet each other more fully as we meet in God. I think that's part of what Jesus was talking about when he was talking about abiding in the vine. When Jesus was saying these words about abiding in the vine, he knew he was soon to die. They're part of his final words of teaching before he's arrested. And when you know you're about to die, the things you say are the things that we kind of know are the really important things that the person wants to say. He really wants his disciples and us to understand the importance of abiding in him. And in today's COVID reality, we are learning yet again how interconnected we are. Our postmodern way of individualism that we've inherited from the Enlightenment is falling short. We're not as autonomous as we thought. We do get lonely. Being alone is not good for our mental health. We're not created for self-sufficiency. We are created for community. We are created for connection. As Jesus taught, we are to abide in the vine. Here, the vine is generally understood to be referred to a grapevine, which was often used for making wine. The grapevine is the most commonly mentioned plant in the Bible. So have a look at one. It's not a very big one. It's going to get bigger when it gets to Pocono. But I want you to just look at it and think about it. Look at the branches. Look at the vine. See how interconnected it all is. Everybody knew what he was talking about. It looks like that. Branches that need to be connected to the vine for life itself. let alone to produce fruit. We haven't even thought about the fruit that's going to come off this vine. Our life is through Jesus. Apart from that, we die. Chop off the branch, it's not going to stay green very long. And what we don't do alone. The branch does not produce fruit without the work of the vine. As we do kingdom work, Jesus is doing the work in us as well. And the key action Jesus talks about is abiding. It's this understanding of where we make ourselves at home. After a busy day, there's nothing better than opening the front door and coming home. Especially on a day when I know that I'm not going to have an evening of work and I can truly be present at home. I find that life-giving. Many of you know that we're currently struggling with Richard's kind of aunt in Hastings. She was recently taken under the Mental Health Act to a dementia care facility. When we visited her there, she kept repeating, "I just want to go home to 505 Southland Road." She knew that there she would feel safe, she would know she belonged, she would find reassurance. But there are other places that we feel at home too. Other places we arrive at and we know we belong. Places where we are refreshed, refueled, recreated. It's important to know where those places are for us. The places we abide, where we absolutely feel like and know that we belong. That's the place that Jesus wants us to find with him. Are we at home with Jesus? Is that one of those comfortable, safe, life-giving places to be? The place that results in a fullness of life that bears much fruit. Abiding in Christ is not some marathon exercise that we need to be running in. It's being at home with Jesus. But nor is it a passive thing, because we need to choose to abide in Christ. A choice lived out by all those small daily choices to abide. We will not bear fruit in the kingdom unless we abide in him. Bearing fruit is not something that we can do alone. Now, all of this might seem quite pleasant when you think of yourself abiding in the love and fellowship already shared between the Father and the Son. But the thing is that this vine is not just about you in fellowship with Jesus. It also involves all those other followers of Jesus. We also belong to one another. We are growing together, and as we grow in Christ, we grow together. As we abide, we're also connected in fellowship, both to God and to one another. We're to choose this way of intentional Christian living. So I want us to spend a bit of time to reflect on the way fellowship is expressed in your life. First, to reflect on how you are in fellowship with God. How do you abide in Christ? Do you have a sense of belonging to God, and how is that lived out? So I want you to think for a minute. You might like to yell out to me, what are the things that help you to abide in Christ? It's not that hard a question. Pardon? Coming to church? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry? Fellowship. Yep. Daily Bible reading, absolutely. Praying together, yep. Yeah. All those things are tools that we have in our kite that help us abide in Christ, yeah? And then we need to reflect on how we fellowship with one another. If Christianity is something that is irreducibly something we do together, what does your commitment to our church look like? Are you clear about how you use your gifts to serve others? How do you help others to feel welcomed in this place? How might we strengthen our relationships with one another? Are there things that we need to change? I want you to have a talk with your neighbour and just have a little discussion about how you feel about your sense of belonging in this place and whether you feel like you're giving what is kind of the where you feel about that. You know, whether you feel like you are at a place where you might be at a place where you feel like you've done the act of giving stuff, and now it's your time to be prayerfully part of this place. It might be that you are really involved in things outside of this church and this is where you come to be refilled, and that's, you know, there's all sorts of ways that we are connected and belong to this place. It might be that we're really involved in some committees in this place. It might be, you know, have a talk. Just kind of chat about where you sense it. It's not a right or wrong question. It's about where you are in terms of your belonging in this place. Okay? Talk to each other. I'll use this one, that's fine. Okay, you'll get a cup of coffee to continue this. But fellowship is not only calling us into a depth in our relationship with God and with one another, but also it's not just about depth, it's about breadth. Fellowship is something that goes beyond ourselves here at church as we offer fellowship to our community and beyond as part of being the blessing that God has already given us. Discovering God at work with those of no faith, we're called to reach out in fellowship that cares as deeply for the world we live in as God does. So I now want to think about our relationships with people beyond our faith community. I want you to have a think about the way we relate to those people and how we share our lives and our fellowship with them. So have another talk to your neighbour about where you're at in terms of fellowship with the people beyond this place. Your neighbours, your workmates, your, you know, people down the street, whoever you are with, how are you working on your fellowship with them? And what might be something that you can do to work on that? Yeah, so one thing that maybe you can work on this week that just takes you a step broader in your fellowship with those outside of this place. Go. Okay, I know I'm grabbing you back real quick, but we're running out of time. But I want us to stop for a moment and pray. And pray about what we've just discussed and about what we're doing into our week. So let's take a moment to pray. God, perhaps you have nudged us in this moment, that there's somebody in our network that needs an extra bit of work on our part to build fellowship. So Lord, guide us this week. And show us the places where we can be better at it, to reach out to those people beyond our faith community and be real and loving and interested and just build those relationships, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And finally, we've spoken of God and Jesus, but let us now take some time to also recognize the place of the Holy Spirit. Often in the words of the benediction, we finish with the words, "May the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you." When Jesus was leaving his disciples, he was clear, "I'm leaving, but I don't leave you alone. I will give you the Holy Spirit." Now, I know the Trinity is difficult to articulate, difficult to understand in a kind of pragmatic way. Too many times I have tried to write a sermon and been left with few words. However, the reality is that even when we cannot fully articulate this reality, we can live it. We can choose the fellowship of the Holy Spirit as we abide in Christ, to let the Holy Spirit guide us through our days, to point us to God in ways that we might otherwise miss, to nudge us how we should pray, to lead us into new places, to strengthen us to remain when we're called to remain, and to be the people we're called to be. Fellowship challenges us to go both deeper and wider. That is the way of the kingdom. May it be so here in this place. Amen. And as we sing our next song, I hope the significance of the words, we are gathering